It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click. Hi guys, welcome to the Mindful Click podcast. I'm your host Josephine Jaroge and I'm here with a different guest today. Mmezoea kusikia masisimio sana, nimesema leo acha tulete mwanamke mwingine. Aseme kitu kidogo, we discuss an interesting topic. It's actually a quote I came across and I decided that this is something worth talking about. And I decided to tell this really good friend of mine about it. And she had amazing points. Nikasema, you know what? Your story needs to be heard. And I think you're the best person to actually talk about this. So guys, welcome Joy. Joy, by then, merelesi jujini ya kwa pili.
My name is Joy Salano.
Salano, right. I knew it. My mind was just playing tricks on me. How are you, Joy?
I'm good.
Welcome to TMC.
Thank you.
Ukwaje leo. Oh guys, akona nywele imewaka moto. It's bright. It's shining. It's white in color. She likes experimenting so much with her hair, but... Oh, well, girl, I love the fact that you're able to express yourself. Go you.
Thank you.
So today's topic is something that still kind of triggers me, I think. Not even I think. It does trigger me. Because then again, it gets me thinking. The people, it's definitely dating guys. So I'm thinking on around that question. And actually, it's not a question. It's a statement. So thinking around that statement, I'm like, maybe even my exes lied to me and they were coming with this whole I love you kind of attitude, but they didn't have any genuine feelings for me, you know. But the statement basically is, when feelings come back, they never left. And I repeat it, when feelings come back, they never left. Salano,
yes.
Please expound. Have you been in such a situation where feelings came back for somebody?
More than once, yes.
I told you guys, she's the best for this.
So it's basically when you had feelings for someone in the past and you didn't leave things in a bad way, you didn't go all, I hate you, I never want to talk to you. It's just like you decided this is going to be too much, let's stop, let's just not talk, or you just like ghost each other. And then somewhere in future you guys meet even for a day and you start talking again.
Yeah,
before 2 days if you can, you're like, shit, I actually like this person, I actually still like them, feelings are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, I don't think it's something you can control. Because if they come back, they have come. If it's like saying you love someone, you can't control how you love someone. Mm-hmm. So feelings being there, you can't control it. And you can't hide it because it won't help.
Yeah. But doesn't that mean we're living in a world full of lies? Because if that's the case, if somebody from your past can trigger emotions again when you meet, even though it's after 5 to 10 years, if they can trigger that part of you that loved them back then, aren't we living in lies? Because if I have a partner right now and then they happen to meet their ex after like 2 years and then his emotions, the feelings he had for her start coming back and he's with me and he does love me, but he also now loves his ex again. What the fuck?
I also think it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I can make you feel special. You'll have feelings for me. Yeah. Shit happened, we stopped talking. You'll see me again, you'll be like, oh yeah, she was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But things just didn't end in a good way.
Yeah.
But I can also make you feel so special. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be the one to call you, check on you. Even if I have nothing to say, I'll just call you to say hi. Ata tukikata simu, that's it. As long as I'm like, I talked to her today. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped talking for some reason. Not yeah. because you did something or I did something, but just because at the moment, it felt like it was the best thing to do.
So you were telling me conflicted relationships, those that end badly and have bad blood, they're the only ones that can survive the that cursed spirit of emotions coming back. Jitakumbuka huyo mtu alikukoseanga na hivi na hivi na hivi, so emotions inaenda. But if you broke up on good terms, and honestly, if you ask me, I don't believe people break up on good terms. Tell you why. There's always somebody who is initiating a breakup. True, always. True. There is no what to do with breaking up on mutual terms. Mutual terms, my butt. There is nothing like that. I feel like there's always somebody initiating, but the other person has no choice but to also just agree to what this person wants. But then again, that means if feelings come back and they broke up on, in quotes, mutual terms, that's because they still had feelings for each other all along. It's only that they put it on pause. Right? Because if they come back, they never left. So meaning, atakama mtu akona wewe sahi, but ameona mtu from the past na anarudisha his feelings, it just means that those feelings were existing even in that time that you were together. Is that a good thing?
Again, it depends.
Come on.
It doesn't
on.
Just because I'm with you and yeah. I was in love with my ex and we didn't leave it on a bad note that when she comes back, I'm always going to go back to her.
Yeah.
It depends with how you make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the ones I had feelings for and then in between we stopped talking.
Yeah.
The only reason after meeting them I actually felt like I still like this person was because of how they made me feel.
Yeah.
Making me feel special. And just not like making you feel special because I know if I make her feel special, she'll stick by me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like making her feel special in a genuine way. You do things that you don't even understand. Like, I'd call her. I know she's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't told me she's not okay. But somehow I know she's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You call her just to talk to her. You do the little things actually matter.
Mm-hmm.
So if I meet someone like that and then in the middle of it all, we stop talking for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet you again. Definitely my feelings will come back.
I agree.
But if you are someone like, I'm always like, I'm not okay. And you're always like telling me, don't worry, you'll be fine. Even if I liked you and I meet you again in future, I'll be like, oh, I used to like this person. My feelings are not coming back. Me and you didn't split in bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you're not going to make me feel how I want to feel. You're making me feel how you want me to feel for you.
Mm.
Not the way I am supposed to feel.
Yeah.
If I come to you crying, you'll tell me, don't worry, everything. Don't tell me that. I want you to tell me, cry.
Yeah.
Cry it all out and you'll be fine.
That's so it depends with how somebody treated you back then.
Yes.
Mm, that's actually making sense. A lot of sense. Have you been in a situation? Oh, come on. Really, guys? Yeah, Ananinisha, you're a genius.
I have been.
Oh, wow. But have you been in a situation where you've left somebody you were dating for somebody who came back from your past?
No. I haven't had that
specific
scenario.
Yeah.
But I have had a scenario where I liked someone when I was in a relationship with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And they made me feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Like the type of those two good morning texts and not izileza umekula. So you just eat for me, not that type of stupid things. Because that's dumb. You can't tell me I eat for you. I'm eating for myself, not for you. I mean,
it's my body, baby.
It's more of we met somewhere. Mm-hmm. We met on a different app.
Yeah.
We came to WhatsApp and it was like daily texts. Like the moment I started talking to this person, I felt like I have known them for a long time.
The conversation was engaging.
The conversation was there.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't forced.
Yeah.
And sorry to say, the person I was with at that time, I felt like at some point our conversations were forced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not because I didn't have feelings for them, but it's just that it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Psych wasn't there. Nothing was there.
The conversation wasn't fulfilling. You felt like you were still empty.
Yes. Because funny thing was, my ex, he would call me and I'd tell my sister, Mwambia sauti imepotea, because I don't want to talk.
Wow.
Because I know the conversation will just go like, hi, how are you? How's mom? How's dad? Like things you've asked me in text.
Yeah.
Like, okay, asubuhi umeniuliza, mchana umeniuliza, jioni umeniuliza, sahi tena kwa phone call you want to ask me.
Like, there's no conversation. It's just no conversation. The basic, how are you?
Did
I'm just
you
checking
eat?
Up on you.
Okay.
Me kwanza uniuliza. Me, the only person I would want to ask me kama umekula ni mtu najua tunaongeanga naye, many other things. And him saying that, it's him being concerned.
Yeah.
But that these niggas, they usually just ask you and then they stop it at
to
that.
To create a conversation. Because I'm like, okay, even if I tell you I have eaten, what will it help you with?
Nigga.
And mind you, this is someone I'm dating. I'm supposed to be like, oh my God, I'm only Zakama Nimekula. But it's just like, you see they don't pop up and you're like, ugh. And funny thing, I had saved them. I think it was Mi Amor or something like that. My love, but the type of love when I see your name is, ugh.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This other person, I see their name pop up and I am over the moon. I'm like, oh my God, yes. We used to have like scheduled calls. In the morning, we would like normal call.
Yeah.
Katikati ya siku would be video calls. Jioni would be voice calls. Like, conversation was different.
Naina flow.
Every time, and it was flowing.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm leaving the house, I'll call you later. Okay, take care of yourself, I'm here. He would call me when I'm outside the house.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just calling to say hi. My ex, it's just, how are you? How is your dad?
Una kasirika.
And mind you, I started having feelings for this other person.
Yeah.
But I'm still in a relationship. And at that time, I was like, I can't disrespect the other person to cheat on them.
True.
So in my head, I was thinking, because it wasn't like this person made me want to break up with my ex. It's more of, it's something I have been thinking about, but I don't have the energy to.
Yeah.
And damn thing is, back then I used to say, I'd rather let you, Josephine, break up with me. I don't want to break up with you because it's too much pressure. Thinking of how you're going to make the other person feel. So I used to be like, I'm not going to break up with them.
So you start reducing like your affection, attention,
yes,
and all that. Just act like a bad person.
So that they leave you.
Yeah.
And then they have that key feeling of, mi no nilimwacha, si no linyacha. But in terms, I'm like, mi nilikwacha kitambo.
You initiated
it. Have the heart to,
yes,
to tell you I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
So for this, but for my ex, it was the same thing. I didn't have the heart to tell them I'm leaving them. But I have strong feelings towards this other person. Let's call them Jay.
Yeah.
I had like strong feelings towards Jay.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any feelings towards my ex.
But
somehow down the line, me and Jay were still close. If you read
your
our
ex,
message, no?
Oh,
Jay
now.
Yes.
Okay.
Me and Jay were so close. If you read our text, like from that time when I was seeing someone else, you'd think me and him are in a relationship.
So it was more, it was, are you speaking from a perspective of sexual conversations?
It was
general
a conversation.
Sexual,
it was just general conversation.
Yeah.
It was like more of me and Jay than me and my ex. Because him was, niongea na yashinda kimza vile mama yangu na baba yangu wako.
Kama umekula.
Ukuje waone.
At this point, what
time? But
you
Jay
know,
is
and
that,
trust me, such conversations are mentally draining.
Yeah.
They can make you lose interest in somebody in just a split second. That I know, and I've experienced it.
And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not losing feelings for my ex because of Jay, because it's been like that for like a long time.
Yeah.
But somehow around like 2 years ago, Jay got a girlfriend. So me and him stopped talking for a while.
Yeah.
But somehow I always remember his birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm always there like, hi, happy birthday. We don't talk, but it's just like, I'm wishing you a happy birthday. You have fun. Da, 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 da. So when we eventually met with Jay, like the first thing, I had never met Jay, mind you. Like, this is the first time me and him are meeting. In the 3 years we've been friends, this is the first time I'm meeting him in person.
Yeah.
I have seen his photos, so I know how he looks, and he's hot.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I'm seeing him in person.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, I went up to him, I'm like, shit, you're hot.
You're like, oh my goodness.
Oh my God, you actually...
You blossomed.
I'm like, oh my God, he's here. Guys, he's here.
So at that point, your feelings for the guy came back.
Like,
double
instantly,
time.
I was like, shit, I still like this guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm there and I can't, like, control myself. I'm smiling. I'm looking at him. I'm like, I can't believe you're here.
Yeah. And I'm so sure your ex would not have the same effect on you if you were to meet him.
I actually met my ex.
And?
A few days after I met Jay.
Uh-huh.
He called. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at work. So he's like, niko hapa chini. Come, we like go for a stroll, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, since I'm leaving the office to go home, you can just take me to where I take my bus from.
Mm.
So he's like, okay, so I got from work, he was downstairs. So I went and then I saw him. I'm like, shit, all the negative energy just came back. I'm like, why did I even tell you to eat?
Wait, me? What? You just saw him and then immediately you decided, like, this is like, no, for me. Was it the way he looked or
it's not even
the emotions he sparked?
Yeah. It's just about, I'm like, this person is emotionally draining.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have energy for you. You see, I'd date you just for, we can say me and you will try to date. If it doesn't work out, it's fine. But me and you will still continue being friends.
True.
Me and him were friends. And then somehow, in the middle of it, we decided dating can be a good idea.
Yeah.
So we dated. But before we even got to the third month, I was so drained.
I get
and this
it.
Is the person of, we are having an argument. Justin, I'm having an argument with you. I don't expect you to buy me shit because I'm having an argument with you. Yeah. And you don't, you're scared of me leaving.
Yeah.
If we're having an argument, sit me down and tell me I don't like how you did this. Instead of, I wake up in the morning, napata message, oh, how you love me, and some long-ass message of good morning. And then in the middle of the good morning message is, I have sent you some cash for M-Pesa. I love money. Good. But that's not a way to end an argument.
Yeah.
You've sent me money, and you've sent me photos of things, you're like, I want to order us this thing. The two watches for King.
Oh, God. This one now was just ruining everything.
I'm like, bro. Okay, yes, I appreciate the gifts because I love gifts, but you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
I need you to come tell me you're sorry for what you did. Mm-hmm. Or you call me out on what I did.
You can't buy forgiveness. Don't you buy need my to forgiveness. Look for it. Yeah.
And then you see it like went on and on and on until it figured a point. I'm like, okay, we're having an argument. The next thing I know, you're going to send me money. You're going to buy me shit. Fine, just send it because I'm in no mood to argue with you.
And
or he would spark up. Arguments from nowhere.
Yeah, and that was just draining for you the whole time.
It was. Because for you to, like, figure a point and you don't talk to your man.
No.
He calls you, like, sina sauti.
Kwanza hiyo part and your lover anakupigia, you start rolling your eyes and you start sneering. That's when you know it's done.
I know.
Because you shouldn't have such emotions towards somebody you claim you love.
He and should if they call are, and you're like, oh my God, he's calling.
Yeah.
The love of my... But funny thing is, I don't think I ever had that moment of, he's calling me, oh my God, he's calling me, my mom is calling
but
me.
But I feel joy, like your foundation with him, your relationship foundation with him was very weak. Because if we were to date back to how you guys started dating, it was more like, you're cool, I'm cool, let's do this. You know, so there wasn't really strong foundation for your relationship, and I feel like that's how it started. Now these tiny details zinakupisa off unazinotice something kwa relationship, like, what the fuck.
The funny thing is, me and him met when we were in high school. He was in not a brother school, but he was in a school that my class, like, my class specifically liked. Like, we liked their school, their specific, and he was in that specific class.
Yeah.
But I wasn't talking to him. I was like one of the cool kids. I don't talk to y'all. And he was a prefect. So I was talking to like the rebellious kind of people, but not him.
Yeah.
So after high school, he texts my sister. He's like, do you think Joy would agree to date me? I'm like, I'm out of high school. I'm bored. I need something to do. So why not? That was the worst decision I ever made.
I can see. I can hear.
Because my sister came. I can even remember the day.
Yeah.
Just like immediately like after high school, like April 2019. And I was washing dishes usiku. And then my sister comes, she's like, Joy, unaweza agree ku date huyu mtu? And then she mentioned the name. The first thing I did was I stopped washing dishes. And I laughed because I was like, no, I can't.
No way in hell.
But somehow, when I was sleeping, I was like, what the hell? Let me just try. But the second day on date, I'm just like, no.
Baby girl, no, you made a big mistake.
I made a big mistake and I don't know how to come from this. So for someone like him, my feelings would never come back. So even after meeting him, I was like, okay, me and you can try being friends, because if I'm friends with you, I don't think it would ick me the way me thinking you being my man would ick me. So he takes me to the bus station. I'm like, oh, what do you think you're going to get from this? Because I need to know where your mind is at so that I can tell you where my mind is at.
True.
And then he goes like, we tried it once. It didn't work out. Maybe we can try it again. Because when I left him, I told him I don't have energy for all this right now. First, maybe it was true, maybe it wasn't true. I don't know.
But let me tell you, you know, this statement goes both ways. When feelings, the feelings that come back are feelings that never left, it goes both ways, love and hate. If I see you and you still spark anger and hatred and just negative energy, man,
you'll be done.
It never left. The way when you liniacha nikikuchukia umenipata bado na kuchukia di wa leo. You know, you still spark those. I feel like it goes both ways. So with Jay, he sparked back the love emotions.
Yeah.
But with now your ex, ali later the negative. Because most of what you remember from that relationship is that. And I think that's where all that happens. You know, you see him and then you're like, no, this is this one. Again. I am so no, sure
again,
I closed
again.
That door and I painted it.
You see, I'm like trying to get your head where I'm at.
Mm.
I don't. If I want, yes, I do want a relationship, just not with you.
Yeah.
Like, it can be with anyone else.
Yeah.
Chokaran is a kuja anyambi, I want you, and I'm like, okay, you look good.
Mm.
Fine, me, I'm cool with it. But for you specifically, I don't want, like, I don't want shit to do with you.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with you.
Because
I'm so sure I would get tired with the first 3 hours.
Mm.
And he's there like, we tried it once, it didn't work out. Maybe we can do it again.
True.
I'm like, I get what you're saying, but you also have to listen to me.
Mm.
And the fact that you're trying to make a decision for me doesn't work out for
no,
me.
No, no, no. Because
now I'm there telling you, I don't think we can do that again because it was too much and it was draining. Because I don't even think it was just me hating him, hating on him.
Mm.
It's more of,
compatibility.
You just wake up in the morning and you're like, sina nguvu. Now that was how it was in the relationship. I didn't have strength whatsoever. He is a good friend, yes. But as my boyfriend, as my man, that just can't happen.
Joy, the next man that comes into your life, please, please, we reject.
Reject.
Go to the other side. But I've realized that there's a lot of emotional cheating that happens. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I think in the next episode, we'll have to discuss a lot about what emotional cheating is and basically what happens for it to be considered emotional cheating. Because you're human. Definitely, even though you're with somebody and you love them genuinely or you're married to somebody, you're going to find other people attractive as well.
Yeah.
So where do we draw the line? What is emotional cheating, mental cheating? There's the physical one, which everybody is very, very, very much accustomed to. But I feel like there's still a lot to tackle when it comes to this specific topic.
But let me ask you before you even end the episode.
Yeah.
Have you ever had feelings for someone come back after a long time?
Feelings come back after a long time. I think I'm in that situation right now. This guy, I met him when we were kids. But this even happened. The emotions came back last year. We are right
and
now, we're still
right
talking.
You're like 50 years. So that's like 50 years ago.
10 years ago. And I saw him. I don't know, but there's something about the way I saw him that time. I had a huge crush on him when I was around 10 years old, I think, that time. Or 9 or something. I saw him, but he never knew me. He never recognized me, but our parents were friends. So they're family friends. So I liked him from that time. 10 years later, our parents decide that it's time for a reunion. So when we met, bam!
Oh, shit!
Feelings.
A river. I was like what the
river, like,
fuck?
They
I'm
watch
like,
you.
Oh, my God. It's like, no, this can't be happening to me. But I realized it wasn't, like, instantaneous, that the emotions fled instantaneously, more like maybe I looked at him and he was physically attractive, yes. But what made me now like him afresh was the conversation we had. It was engaging, it was mind fucking, it was just good. And the emotions,
yes, you're
doing it for me, boo. You're doing it for me. So, in that conversation, the mental connection leads to an emotional connection, and then there's the physical, sexual allure, like it's just there. But you see, it's honestly, kama the conversation in Gekwambaya, I'm
like,
so sure even that crush in the
Asia.
Yeah, but I
like,
think
no,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, so I've had that situation as well.
Do you think it's the same thing for guys?
For guys, I feel like it happens more often than for women, if you ask me. But for guys, it's puppy love. In Ile, you know, men, okay, I don't like using this because I hate it and I don't believe in it, but supposedly, they're visual creatures, right? They'll look at somebody from their past and maybe they've glowed. So they'll instantaneously be like, oof, I think feelings are coming back,
yeah.
You know. So I feel for them.
I'm still in love with you.
Yeah, but sasa down the line,
bye bye.
Like, let me tell you, men. I will do a whole season on men in this episode, in this podcast. But for now, I think we've had a long, long conversation, guys. But thank you for joining Joy and I in this conversation. I'm definitely going to have her on many, many more topics, and we'll discuss and see where we can try to find borderline on many topics. Thank you for coming, Joy.
Thank you for having me, Josephine.
So I'll check you guys in the next episode. This has been Josie and Joy. Ta-ta, guys. Writing.